financing authority for Friday, March 14th, 2014. First item, I'd like to confirm that we have a quorum.
We have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Our next item is our consent calendar. May I please have a motion to approve the consent calendar? It's moved and second moved by Commissioner Haggerty, seconded by Commissioner Spearing. All in favor? Aye. That motion carries unanimously. Next item is item three, which is a contract. The BAFA Express Lane Program Management Consultant, Parsons Brinkerhoff, Gray Bowen, a joint venture for $5,080,000, and Lisa Klein will be presenting that, and that action is our action for to forward on for authority approval. Thank you.
Good morning, members of the authority. I'm Lisa Klein. I'm seeking your approval today to award a new contract for program management consultant services to the joint venture that the chair just mentioned. This does replace an existing contract, which dates back from 2010. It is held by Parsons Brinkerhoff, and it's set to expire this spring. We initiated a procurement last fall for a new program management consultant. We have a new scope as the needs of our program evolve and become involved. The heart of the new contract really is cost and schedule controls, and it offers some flexibility to augment staff through task orders as needed for support for project delivery, public information, preparing for operations, and so forth. We did extensive outreach as we released the procurement, though at the end of the day, we did receive a proposal from one team. We think this is mostly because the program management consultant is conflicted out of future design and environmental work, which is, for many firms, I think, really the plum work. So at the end of the day, I am happy to say we have a very strong proposal from the Parsons Brinkerhoff Gray Bowen team. It includes six firms in all. They have made substantial modifications from the current team to address our new scope, and they offer a great deal of experience in terms of controls, express lanes, project delivery, and managing risk. Their rates also are reasonable and are comparable to the current contract. With that, staff is seeking a recommendation that the authority authorize the BAFA executive director or his designee to negotiate and enter into a contract with Parsons Brinkerhoff Gray Bowen in an amount not to exceed $5,080,000 to provide program management consultant services for BAFA's Express Lane. The term is 3 years and 3 months with an option to extend for an additional 3 years in increments of BAFA's choosing.
Great. Lisa, thank you very much for that report. First of all, let me ask commissioners, are there any questions? Okay, we have any, the item has been moved by Commissioner Haggerty, seconded by Commissioner Kinsey. Let me ask if there any public comment on this item.
Oh, what?
I'm sorry, okay. Commissioner Spearing, that's right, my ear. Yes, seconded by Commissioner Spearing. Just to note, this is for this authority's approval today. So with no comment, then may I please, we have a motion and a second. All in favor? All in favor?
Aye.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. Great. Thank you. Okay, next item, future meeting dates. Again, back to Lisa Klein.
This is Lisa Klein again. I'll make this quick. The fourth Wednesday of each month is BAFA's regular meeting date. It's also the regular meeting date for the Bay Area Housing Authority, BAHA, Headquarters Authority. I knew
many
I should
names.
Have practiced that one. sorry about that. BAHA. Over time, we've tried to avoid having both meetings at the same day because it makes for a long morning. We can't always do it, and it's going to become more challenging, we think, in the near term. So we are proposing to set a regular alternate meeting date. We would still meet on the fourth Wednesday under normal circumstances. If BAHA also needs to meet, we will regularly, our regular alternate date would be the second Wednesday of each month. And we will continue to monitor this and adjust as necessary.
Great. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, we'll keep an eye on that and move on now to item five, which is a summary of public outreach for the I-680 Express Lanes Southern Segment. I'd like to turn to staff for a report.
Good morning, members of the authority. My name is Barbara Lorenzen. This winter,
We introduced the I-680 Express Lane project in southern Contra Costa County to stakeholders and members of the community members of the project area. Our goal was to let people know what express lanes are, why we are doing the project there, and how the lanes will work, and to hear back from them. I'm here today to pass along the feedback that we received to you as the policy board. Our outreach efforts included stakeholder meetings with small groups and larger groups, including like the Chamber of Commerce, advisory committees to the cities in the area, the San Ramon City Council, and a few others. We conducted one public open house, and then we held an online informational video. So the real value of these meetings was the one-to-one dialogue that we were able to have with members of the community and stakeholders. What we found through that was there's a lot of curiosity about the project. People asked, a lot of questions about how the lanes will work, and a lot of acceptance of the fact that the highway program is finished being built and that this is a good strategy for mobility. In addition, we offered the public and stakeholders the opportunity to provide written comments through either the website or on paper forms. And we received written comments from 29 individuals. Those written comments had some different themes. One of the themes that came out was a healthy skepticism of the fact that express lanes would actually reduce congestion. People see they drive the freeway and they see the HOV lane already impacted. Our studies, however, have shown that there is available capacity in the lane, and it also depends when exactly in the peak of the peak you're driving and which direction. People are also a little bit concerned that they hear express lanes and they think of queuing to get in and out, and that would cause congestion. When we explained the open access concept to people, they were very receptive. They thought that was a good idea. There was a few concerns that the lanes would negatively impact HOV users by allowing more cars into the lane and thereby slowing the lanes. When we explained that the dynamic pricing would limit the amount of paying SOVs that could go in, people seemed to understand that. And also the fact that if it got bad enough, the lanes could revert to HOV only. There was a lot of questions about the switchable tag concept, how they would work, when they would be available, some questions about the decision-making process for the lanes, revenues, how revenues will be used, will they be spent in the corridor, will they be spent in the county, how much, who makes decisions about revenue use. As with probably any express lane project, there were some comments about equity, that it's not fair to lower income people, and comments that I've already paid for these lanes with my taxes. Why are you making me pay for them as a single occupant vehicle? And then finally, some questions about enforcement and specific corridor issues. There's a detailed explanation of how we responded to these different kinds of comments in your packet. I'm happy to elaborate on anything that you'd like me to.
Great. Thank you very much. Are there any questions of the commissioners? Yes, Commissioner Haggerty.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm sorry, I guess I'm very talkative today. But I'm kind of intrigued that we call this the southern segment, because I would think that southern segment would be more Alameda County, and maybe this.
You are correct. I apologize. I meant to say this southern Contra Costa County. I apologize.
It's okay, because of the way it's noticed, I can ask what I want to ask. Steve, we have a huge problem down in the southern segment of this, which is down anywhere from Scott Creek Road coming up north to Highway 84. And I know we're underway with CTC as to looking into this. Mm-hmm. The problem is people are cutting through Mission down in southern Fremont, driving through Mission, and then trying to get back on the freeway at Washington and Mission, the northern part of Mission. It's to the point now where there's almost fights on the local streets because they're trying to get back onto the freeway. The freeway's jammed. So I'm really not sure what I'm asking from you other than maybe $100 million to help get this program going, because it really is getting very volatile down there. And I'm sure you're working with ACTC, but I feel like I would be remiss if I didn't actually bring it up.
Commissioner, I guess message received. the soonest way to money on this whole enterprise is to get these lanes built and to get them to a point where they can start generating income. Now, whether we'll get to $100 million in the near future, I think is a bit of a reach, but I think the notion of getting the network knitted together is the best thing we could do to avoid these cases where you have one segment and then it's gone and then you've got another and you've got to scramble to get back into the system.
I think maybe some of the things we'll need in that corridor, and I'm not quite sure that they need them up in the southern part of Contra Costa County, but maybe some design exceptions, and it may be through Caltrans they could help maybe with, instead of 12-foot lanes, 10-foot lanes, and which would free up a lot of space. And then maybe as far as the emergency access on either side, I think we're going to need some help in that corridor to maybe do it a little less expensive. And I think MTC is going to need to help us, ACTC, to work with Caltrans.
Yeah, I'm glad Dan's still here to hear that. We've been working very cooperatively with the department on design issues up and down this whole system. I mean, we are trying to squeeze it in to a narrower footprint than normal because we're trying to avoid right-of-way and that expense. So I think one good bit of news for you is we're learning some lessons about how to do that that we can apply to the projects that follow on.
Great. Thank you. Are there any other questions? Any public comment on this informational item? Okay. With that, thank you very much. Thanks for all the outreach effort to our residents. Really appreciate your work and working with the local communities as we implement the program. So thank you very, very much. Our next item is public comment. Do we have any members of the public that would like to comment on any items not on the agenda? Okay, with that, then we will adjourn our meeting till Wednesday, April 9th.